Christos en esti, alithos en esti. Christ is risen, truly he is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. But it was only 3 days ago on Good Friday that we read in the Gospel according to St. John about the suffering and death of the Lord Jesus on the cross. John tells us that after our Savior died upon the cross, a soldier thrust into his side a lance, and immediately blood and water flowed out. As Eve was formed from the side of the sleeping Adam, so was Christ's bride, the church, formed from his side as he slept upon the cross. And this is so because the church is formed by the sacraments of baptism and the Holy Eucharist, sacraments that are symbolized by the water and blood flowing from Christ's side. Lifted high on the cross, Jesus gave his life for us, so much did he love us. And from his wounded side flowed blood and water, the fountain of sacramental life in his church. And that is why we are here today, to rejoice in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and in the promise of everlasting life extended to us in the sacraments of the new and everlasting covenant. Because God became man in the womb of the Virgin Mary, the death of Jesus Christ is our ransom from death, and his resurrection is our rising to life. In Jesus, a new age has dawned. The long reign of sin is ended. A broken world has been renewed, and man is once again made whole. That's the vision of the church for what we might call the sacramental economy of salvation. The Creator calling us to himself out of our sins, out of the grave, in ways that correspond to our nature. Oil, water, bread, wine, the touch of a human hand, the ordinary stuff of human life transformed by grace, by the power of the Holy Spirit, into the instruments of our salvation, baptism, confirmation, and the Eucharist, these that make us Christians, the sacraments of healing, confession of sins, and anointing of the sick, and the sacraments of service, marriage, and ordination, each one in its own way, uniting us to the Lord Jesus and the victory of his resurrection. The difficulty is this: though Christ is active in the sacraments, the objective presence of Christ and the Holy Spirit acting in the sacraments, it is possible to go on year after year, an entire life, receiving the sacraments and never meeting the risen Lord. That's the danger in relying upon ritual, form, convention, rather than in experiencing conversion and transformation. Last night in St. Peter's Basilica, Pope Francis preached a sermon that took maybe 2 minutes. I'll be sending it to you in next week's e-bulletin, or you can find it online. It's a brilliant condensation of the power of this moment. Jesus telling the apostles through Mary Magdalene, "Go to Galilee, and there I will meet you." The Pope insists that for each and every one of us, there must be a Galilee, a place where we meet the Lord, where he calls us by name, where we look into the glory of his face, where we see in his eyes a love stronger than death. Most Catholics are baptized within days or weeks of their birth. We have no memory of our own baptism. And yet, that is the moment in which the Lord Jesus calls us by name, makes us his own, changes us from children of wrath into children of God by the grace of adoption. What's necessary then is that during the long years of our lives, we attempt to understand and appreciate what happened to us that day when we were born again by water and the Holy Spirit. That is why the Church asks us every year on this day to renew the promises of our baptism in the hope that we will follow Christ to Galilee and see him in the face and allow him to fill our hearts with fire and light, that we may bear the same to others. The life of grace, the abundant life for which Jesus gave his life, is our freedom from sin and death, and it comes to us from Christ as the work of the new creation. Paul asks the Romans, "Are you not aware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Through baptism into his death, we were buried with him, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life." Friends, if you don't know that new life, if you haven't felt it in your own heart, now is the time to seek it. I was 19 years old and a boy in college when I felt that new life, when Jesus took my life and transformed it. If you have not felt the love of God in your heart in a way that changed you, now is the time to seek it. Go to someone who has seen the face of God and been changed by it. Come to me if you wish, or to a friend, perhaps your spouse, a parent, someone who knows the Lord Jesus and has walked with him in Galilee, and be changed, not just by this day, but every day, experiencing the love of God. Jesus died that we might live and be alive for God. That is what he gives us in the sacrament of baptism, by grace through faith. And that is why today, on the solemnity of the resurrection, we renew the promises of our baptism. We are nourished unto everlasting life in the Holy Eucharist by the sacred body and precious blood of the Savior. But the only reason we are alive to be nourished is that we have been born again by water in the Holy Spirit and baptism. So let us live in keeping with the dignity of our baptism. Let us resolve once again to turn away from sin and to believe in the gospel. And at the heart of the gospel is the Son of Mary, the eternal Word of the Father, Jesus, the risen Christ, our eternal priest and universal King. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the one who is, who was, and who is to come. All time belongs to him, and all the ages. To him, and to him alone, be glory and power through every age forever. Christos Anesti, Alithos Anesti.